Hello and welcome to Let's Get Deep, the podcast where we demystify the deep tech research that could inspire the startups of the future. I'm Grace and I'm working at Silicon Alley, the startup department inside of Fraunhofer's Heinrich Hertz Institute, or HHI for short, which is one of Germany's leading deep tech research institutes. And we're based here in Berlin. From AI and photonics to wireless communication and imaging, scientists at Fraunhofer HHI are publishing groundbreaking work that could inform the next big startup idea. However, unless you're deep in the world of academic research, a lot of this cutting-edge science stays buried in complex papers and technical jargon. That's where we come in. In each episode of this podcast, we take one of HHI's latest research papers and break it down. What the innovation is, how it works, and why it matters to anyone founding or building in deep tech. So if you're a founder looking for your next idea, or just want to stay ahead of the curve by getting a grasp on the latest innovations in deep tech, then you are in the right place. Today, we're diving into a research paper about Gaussian splatting. Bit of a strange name. It's a new way to create and render 3D scenes much faster and more efficiently. AI can generate amazing 3D shapes, but they're usually slow to render and hard to work with. In this podcast, we'll explore how Gaussian splatting can unlock new applications and opportunities for startups and companies who are building the future of 3D. Today, we have a special guest, Julius, from our in-house venture building team here at Silicon Alley, who are currently exploring this research in depth with the goal of validating a business idea. So welcome Julius, who'll give us a quick intro of Gaussian splatting and what they're currently working on.
The venture building team is thrilled to explore Gaussian splatting, a cutting-edge technology that enables a new, photorealistic way to work with 3D data. It's potentially faster, more cost-effective, and more accessible than current methods. Right now, we're focused on validating key use cases and understanding which industries or applications could benefit most. We are exploring application cases in e-commerce and real estate, challenging real-time rendering, scalability, and how this approach fits into existing visualization pipelines. If this conversation sparks an idea for you, if you see a product, a problem it could solve, or want to help build something from it, get in touch. We'd love to explore it with you.
The following conversation is generated by Google's Notebook LLM, a large language model designed to analyze and break down complex research. With this tool, we're able to turn the latest research papers into a clear and engaging conversation, making deep tech more accessible. Since we're working at the heart of Germany's AI research scene, it would almost be rude not to use AI to create this podcast, right? So with that, let's hand it over to our rather American robot hosts.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving into a really exciting area of digital content creation.
Yeah, it's all about how we can make these incredible 3D assets, but, you know, much faster and more accessible for everyone.
Exactly. And we're looking at some really cutting edge stuff straight from researchers at Fraunhofer HHI. I should probably mention them. Florian Barthel, Arian Beckman, Wieland Morgenstern, Anna Hilsman, and Peter Eisert.
Right, based on their paper about a Gaussian splatting decoder for 3D-aware generative adversarial networks. Quite a mouthful.
It is. But the core mission here, really, is to understand this this breakthrough tech. It seems to bridge really high-quality AI-generated content with, like, real-time 3D applications.
Which is huge. Yeah, absolutely huge for anyone actually building things in this space.
So maybe give us some context. What was the state of play before this?
Well, okay, for a while we've had these technologies like neuroradiance fields, and they're amazing, truly fantastic at creating super photorealistic 3D scenes just from like 2D pictures.
All right, I've seen some examples. The results look stunning. The detail is just incredible.
Truly. But the big challenge with NeurFs has always been how they represent that 3D scene. It's what we call implicit.
Implicit. Like, not directly there.
Exactly. Think of it like having a really complicated mathematical formula or maybe super detailed blueprints. instead of, you know, the actual physical thing.
Okay, so it describes the scene perfectly, but it's not the scene itself.
Precisely. And because it's this complex description, figuring out what the scene looks like from a new angle rendering, it takes a lot of number crunching. It's slow.
Ah, so you couldn't just take that beautiful NeRef blueprint and like drop it into a video game engine or a VR headset where everything needs to happen instantly?
Pretty much, yeah. That's the bottleneck. Game engines, VR, AR, they need things in an explicit format. They need the actual geometry, something they can directly grab, move around, and show on screen really, really fast.
Okay, so that's the problem. What's the solution these researchers are working with? This Gaussian splatting thing.
Right. This is where it gets really interesting. Imagine instead of that complex math formula, you represent the 3D scene differently. Picture like millions of tiny, semi-transparent, colored balls floating in space.
Like a point cloud, but maybe fuzzy.
Exactly, like a cloud of fuzzy points or splats. Each splat has its own properties, its color, its size, its shape, which is kind of Gaussian or blob-like, and importantly, how see-through or opaque it is.
Okay.
Now, when you look through this cloud of splats from any viewpoint, they all combine, they blend together based on their properties, and that's what forms the final image you see.
Ah, I get it. So you're not calculating from a formula, you're just drawing lots of tiny blobs.
That's the core idea. That's 3D Gaussian splatting, or 3DGS. And because it's explicit, these are actual points with defined properties sitting there in 3D space rendering is incredibly fast.
How fast are we talking?
Well, potentially hundreds, maybe even up to 1,000 times faster than NeRoFs in some situations. It's a huge leap for real-time performance.
Wow. Okay, so 3DGS is the fast usable format. And things like NeRefs or these 3D aware JANs the paper mentions, they're good at generating the quality 3D information just implicitly.
You got it.
So the breakthrough in this specific paper is connecting those two, taking the amazing quality from the AI generator and spitting it out directly as this fast 3DGS format.
Exactly right. That's the genius of it. The core innovation is what they call the Gaussian splatting decoder. They've essentially built a translator.
A translator from the AI's complex idea into these simple, fast splats.
Yeah. It takes that rich 3D information that the AI model generates and models like 3D aware JANs can create, you know, basically infinite variations of things like faces or objects from what's called a latent space and converts it efficiently into the 3DGS format.
How does that translation, that decoding actually work? Is it like a magic button?
Huh. Not quite magic, but it's clever. It's not just a single step. First, they use the underlying ship information from the AI to make a good first guess at where the centers of all these fuzzy balls, these splats, should be.
Okay, so an initial placement.
Right. Then they train what they call a sequential decoder. Think of it like an assembly line for figuring out the splat properties.
Step by step.
Yeah. Step one might figure out the right color for each splat based on the AI input and that initial position. Then, using that color info, step two figures out the opacity. Then maybe the scale, the rotation, any little adjustments to the position, each step builds on the last.
Ah, I see. So it's a structured process, color, then opacity, then scale, using the previous result to inform the next one.
Exactly. That sequential dependency makes the translation from the AI's sort of abstract understanding into the concrete, explicit splat data really effective.
Okay, this is making sense. So let's talk impact. For, say, startup founders listening or deep tech entrepreneurs, What does this actually unlock?
Oh, the commercial potential here is massive. Suddenly you have a way to generate high quality, explicit meaning, ready to use and editable 3D assets directly from these powerful AI models.
And these models can create endless variations, right? That's the latent space idea.
Precisely. Infinite variations. And crucially, you can potentially do this generation and conversion in real time.
Real time. Wow. So applications, what comes to mind?
Well, imagine creating personalized, really high-fidelity 3D avatars for people on the fly, for games, for social media, maybe virtual meetings or telepresence.
Okay, yeah. Instant custom avatars.
Or think about e-commerce, rapidly generating unique 3D models of products for online stores, maybe letting customers virtually try on clothes or see furniture in the room.
Virtual try-ons that actually look good and run smoothly.
Right. Or building digital twins, creating assets for VR and AR experiences dynamically. This tech basically makes generating usable real-time 3D assets directly from generative AI models truly practical for the first time.
It really feels like it opens up whole new possibilities. It's not just about making existing things faster. It's about enabling things that maybe weren't feasible before.
Absolutely. It opens doors across gaming, VR, AR, film production pipelines, digital marketing, communication. loads of areas.
It feels like a really crucial piece clicking into place, connecting the power of generative AI with the demands of real-time graphics.
It really is. This ability to quickly, efficiently translate these complex AI outputs into high-performance, usable 3D assets, it could fundamentally shift how we create and interact with digital content.
So, looking ahead, if we zoom out a bit, what's the bigger picture here? If this tech becomes widespread?
Well, the convergence of generative AI and real-time 3D graphics is definitely accelerating dramatically.
And having the ability to just instantly generate, manipulate high-quality 3D versions of pretty much anything, people, objects, and do it at scale? How does that change things?
That's the big question, isn't it? How does it impact the digital economy? How might it help us solve challenges in creating these, you know, really engaging, personalized digital worlds that people keep talking about, like the metaverse?
It suggests a future where creating rich 3D experiences is much less of a bottleneck.
Definitely. It lowers the barrier to entry for creating high-quality 3D content and could lead to way more dynamic and personalized digital interactions.
There's certainly a lot more to explore there. Fascinating stuff.
That's about all we've got time for today. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and came away with a few sparks of inspiration. If this tech got your gears turning and you're thinking, I'd be interested to build something with that, then we'd love to hear from you. If you want to learn more about Silicon LA at Fraunhofer HHI and how we support deep tech startups here in Berlin, head over to siliconla.com. Alle is spelled A-L-L-E. You can also find us on LinkedIn and Instagram. Until next time, bye.